This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street right in downtown Manchester. And this week is going to be a hot one, as they say. So hope everybody's inside and their air conditioning. It's not too bad today.
No, it starts to get bad as the day goes on. And most of the week, every day a chance of thunderstorms and at least 90 degrees.
Yeah, well, you know, I was on the treadmill this morning at 6 a.m.
Oh, I was too, but not that early.
6 a.m. I had a very early, busy morning today. But today it said up to 83, and the only day really 90 was, it said Wednesday on the MUR forecast.
My money says that we'll be over 90 at least 3 days this week.
Mm. Wow. Hey, so, you know what? It is summer.
And we asked for it in February,
July, didn't we? That's right, we did.
Weren't we whining and sniveling back in February with 150 inches of snow?
It is so
true. Oh, I'll never complain about hot weather again. Oh, I hate this hot weather. How soon we forget.
And then we complain.
I know. I really don't mind it. I would rather have it too hot than too cold.
I do too. In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I hate being cold.
Well, did you, you took a few days off, as you will, during the summer to enjoy, you know, the good weather. Did you have fun this weekend?
I did. We, Thursday started off going to,
Water country. Yeah.
Have some fun. With my grandchildren and my buddy Michelle, my daughter, and we started off, we went to that Rogers Redliner Diner, you know, in Portsmouth. It's that brand new one.
Is that at the traffic circle?
It's not. I thought it was at the traffic circle,
yeah,
but it's not. You have to go
a
little.
Lafayette?
Yes.
Okay.
A little ways. Right. It's directly next door to Water Country.
Oh.
It's in a strip mall.
Okay.
It's in a strip mall.
Okay.
And it is an original diner, too.
It is.
It's an Omahone. They built it in 1950,
wow.
And it had three homes. This is its fourth home. Excuse me. And, beautiful. He did a great job.
You love visiting other diners, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I definitely do.
How was the food?
The food was very good. Very, very good. Mm-hmm. You know, although when we pulled up, it was, you know, Thursday, 9:15, mm-hmm. and I expected it to be like, you know, I thought that we'd probably have to wait in line
sure.
to eat. There was no one in there.
Hmm.
Two parties. There was two parties in there.
Really?
And to me, you know, I don't know. A diner like that, you know, they got to be busy all
and
the time.
And that's a busy traffic
it is.
Strip, and you're
it
near
is.
So much going on there.
He's right inside the mall thing. I mean, he's
connected.
He's like on the end of like a little strip mall.
Hmm.
I was really kind of surprised. And then, as you know, because I always like to sit at the counter and observe everything, and you know, it's just my thing. That's what I do.
Taking pictures.
But the menu was really cute. And then just listening, you know, she had answered the phone a couple of times, and they're open Sunday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Friday and Saturday till 8. That's it.
So are they not catering at all to the summer crowd?
Apparently
that's a weekend.
Not.
Crowd?
I mean, well, Friday and Saturday till 8. That's it. Other days only till 2.
Oh, okay.
Now, to me, I don't know. They you know, to have that little hours, you got to be busy all the time to be making
true.
Your rent,
true.
I would think.
Well,
hope everything's going to be
your,
okay.
Your whole mindset, your whole life basically has been 24/7, so you think, boy, wouldn't that be the nice life, huh?
Well, I paid my dues. I'm good now.
Yeah,
it's all
right.
good. When I'm sleeping, the cash registers are ringing.
Yeah. Oh, and that's why you work so hard. You know, you front load all that investment
right.
of your time and then enjoy as you're doing, you know, some of the things that you worked hard for. So,
So we did that Thursday and Friday. Didn't do a whole lot. Kind of hung around, did some errands and stuff like that. And, I went swimming to my sister's house at the pool by my sister's, but although it ended up raining. And so we just kind of hung out by the pool and just chatted. And Saturday we did the Tattoo Expo.
Oh, you went to that. Okay.
We did. We
Instead of the
through,
beer fest or brew fest?
And we went to the brew fest.
Oh, you killed both of them.
We did both of them. And I know, and the brew fest wasn't, I mean, it was good. It was mm-hmm. very good. It was fun. But the lines for beer were ridiculous.
So there's the problem they have to address going forward. And I don't know how you do that. They're, well, a victim of their own success when you
true.
Think about it. Only their second year.
Right. And you know, there was a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I'll be anxious to hear what Michael says about it.
Sure.
Michael Helpley Pierce. Because he was there with his, he had a little booth for his podcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. But yeah, no, the lines were very long. I mean, we had a couple of samples of
sure.
beer. And I said, let's just go to Millie's.
Yeah, right. Did you get anywhere near like the chicken wing people?
Because
I know Casey's Rib Shack was there.
We missed him.
Okay.
He didn't stay to vend. He just did the contest, and he was tied. He was tied for first, and then he lost the tiebreaker, so he
yes.
was second place. First place was Ann over at Ignite and Hooked.
Oh, okay.
So they won first place. And Casey won, Kevin won second place, so that was cool.
Yeah, they last year, and I was surprised because we actually had, I met Bill Herlicka, who is the owner of White Birch Beer,
yeah.
A former next-door neighbor of mine who I never met in 6 years. The guy lived next door to me. Now, it was a big wooded lot between us, but I always saw his White Birch trucks in the driveway, but we just never connected. So I finally introduced myself and said, oh, by the way, I'm your former next-door neighbor in Hooksett on Sterling Ave. And so we talked a little bit, but I heard him interviewed, Kenny Kale had him Friday. Last year, they gave $11,000 to New Horizons Soup Kitchen.
Wow.
That was their first year with, I want to say like 900 people. This year, only an hour in, I think he was saying they were at least that or higher.
Good.
So there was no final figures, but certainly they expected to donate more. They literally, with no third party involved, were splitting the profits down the middle with the Brewing Association and
New Horizons.
New Horizons, which is fantastic.
It is awesome. It is. Well, I know there was a lot of people, and there was long mm-hmm. lines, and, you know, so we made our rounds, you know, walked around and chatted with a few people, and you know, when you go to something like that, because I'm not a big,
yeah,
not,
you're
a
not
beer
a,
drinker,
right?
But you know, when you go, it's like, ah, I want a beer. You know, I
you
wanted to try a
it.
Couple of beers.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I said, let's just go over to Millie's.
And I'm sure Peter Telge was probably out in the parking lot.
He was. He was in and out
with his
he was
booth.
In and out. Yeah,
very convenient for him at Arms Park.
I know. How great is that?
Which is very nice. So it was great. There's so many beer events around the country, and I've kind of gotten interested in just having met Michael and the brewers that he brings in. It is kind of fascinating, and the biggest growth in this state has occurred just in the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's amazing.
With close to 40 breweries when you go all the way from Budweiser to the little guy.
Yep.
And Michael Hopley Pierce's beer will officially, sometime first quarter next year, be ready to be consumed publicly.
There you go. Well, I'm hoping it's going to be on this show publicly.
Well,
right?
we need to work that into his contract then, don't we?
I'll work on that.
Yes.
I'm gonna have Amanda type one up.
Good.
So what did you do for the weekend?
Well,
anything?
We ate at a restaurant outdoors last night just as the rain, last three bites of lasagna, here came the rain. So that was fine. No, actually in Salem, Tuscan Market. We ate at the market, which
yeah.
is the smaller, you know, version of the yep. Tuscan Kitchen, a lot, you know, faster in and out. And I love that place.
It's
the lasagna
good.
Was just off the charts, really good. But other than that, oh, I know, I emceed the Miss Rockingham County and Miss Greater Plastow pageant at Windham High School Saturday
nice.
Night, which was nice. In fact, our good friend Holly from upstairs at Make-A-Wish is the current Miss New Hampshire. She was the outgoing Miss Rockingham County. And so she'll be in Atlantic City in the Miss America competition, as we know, in September.
Nice.
So I got to spend some time with her on stage and congratulate the new winners
Very
of
nice.
Both those two towns. So it was a fun time doing that. But more exciting is, I know you love your iPhone, as I love my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I think you're probably pretty familiar with it. But I ran across a couple of things this morning that amazed me that your iPhone can do that maybe you don't know.
Ooh.
I might just share a couple of them.
Of course.
With
there's
folks
always
right now.
Something that I'm...
All right. Now, I know you're probably on yours more than me, although maybe not. So you're constantly charging, right?
No.
Really?
Charging my phone?
Charging your phone. I mean,
no.
When you get... No?
No.
Because they drain down pretty quickly. Well, maybe you've got a 6.
It's a 6 plus. But
So maybe they're a little more battery efficient.
Maybe.
But in any event, if you ever find yourself down at like 20% when you get the little red logo on that battery.
Did you discover the Mophie?
The Mophie?
Yeah.
No, tell me.
Mobi? Oh, well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I want to hear that. So here's what you do is you basically take your phone and you put it in airplane mode. charge it, it charges twice as fast.
In airplane mode?
Yeah, and you don't have to be on an airplane, just wherever you go. So I did it this morning, although it was at 92%, so it got to 100 really
did
quickly.
Did it do it in like 2 minutes?
Yeah, pretty quickly, yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty so cool. That's a good tip.
That's a great tip.
It is.
And there were a couple other ones that weren't quite as dramatic as that, but I don't know. I'm a real geek when it comes to some things on the phone. For instance, I'm going to show you something quickly, and I'll describe it as I show it to you. Did you know, or you probably do have a compass on your on your phone, right?
I do.
So once you open it up, you have to kind of let it get calibrated and acclimated. All right, so here's what you didn't know about the compass on your iPhone.
Can't find my compass.
All right, so watch what I'm doing here. All right, I'm gonna. Now it's telling me to calibrate. Okay, it just calibrated. All right, it'll just take a second. What I'm gonna do as soon as this comes back on is I'm gonna swipe it to the left.
Okay.
Maybe I can do it before it even comes in. No, I have to wait. There we go. Now watch this. Swipe it, and it becomes a level. The kind of level that you would use to hang a picture. Like if you didn't have one of those carpenter levels.
That is very
cool. See that? And you get it, and you get it right to zero there, and you know that you can hang it.
I'm doing mine right as we speak.
So get to your compass, folks, and swipe it from right to left, and you will get a level to show you exactly how far off your angle is. If you want to hang a picture, you want to get something that's exactly even, then you got it. Isn't that fun?
That is very cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
So there's a couple of... One other thing that I found that I didn't know about my iPhone.
There's so many things.
Well, there is. These are kind of like hacks that on the text. Now, I know you do a lot of texting because that's how you and I correspond most of the time. What I didn't know, if you look, you can always see what time the text came from the person, but you can't see what time your text got sent out, at least not on my 4S.
Mine will say delivered.
It'll say delivered, but it won't tell you what time, right?
Well, usually right away.
Well, all right, so if I'm going to open up...
I know what you mean.
All right, so if you look, you see all the blue ones are mine, and the gray ones are Barbara, and the gray ones have the time. So it doesn't say what time.
Okay.
You just kind of slide it over a little bit, like that,
no
to the
way.
Left, and there are all the times in the right margin.
That is cool.
So there's three things that...
Oh, my gosh!
See? Because I always wonder what time I send something, and now I can find out.
So who told you that?
I found something on Facebook today. It was called, I don't know, Jet Phone or something that said, 12 things you don't know about your iPhone. And some of them I didn't find that applied to me, but those three I thought we could share today.
That is very good.
Yeah.
I like that.
I love the charging fast on airplane mode.
That is very good, too.
Twice as fast in most cases.
I mean, I have a charger right near my bed, so when I go to bed, you know, I turn the ringer off and put it on my charger.
Which is good, because then it updates to the cloud overnight and saves everything when it's charging connected to electrical outlet.
Right. So. And, I mean, you know, sometimes late afternoon, early evening, I might put it into my car phone charger, but not all.
Wow.
I mean, I don't usually have to.
I'm going to guess that the 6s and the 6 pluses are probably better on batteries.
Maybe.
Mine is, again, a couple generations older. I just haven't gotten around to getting the 6 yet because now I'm finally able to do that. So there you go. A little tip from the top on your cell phones.
I, you know, there's always, that's like even my car. I have a BMW and I know I'm not driving it to the capacity that it is. You know what I mean? I know that there's so much more things it does. But
there's too much on cars.
There is.
We don't need all that stuff.
True. I agree.
I mean, just changing the station on Barb's Audi. I mean, I got to hit a button. I've got to do a jog wheel while I'm driving. I got to push another button instead of just turning the little knob.
Yeah,
what's wrong with that? Oh, we can't charge you 40 grand for a car if we don't give you all this extra stuff. Okay, I'm all set.
All right, listeners, it's Healthy Monday, and Rocco is in the house.
Rocco's doing his.
Is he doing the compass?
He's doing the compass thing out there.
I thought he was because I saw him reaching.
He's doing
his
a hand exercise. I'm not really sure.
Oh, gee. Healthy Monday. Rocco's in the house, and we're going to go on a short break. You're listening to The Pulse, 107.7. You can also stream us live, World Wide Web, WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7, The Pulse.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's Food for Thought on the Pulse, 12:31. We're brought to you by Grasshoppers Garden Center, where the customer comes first on 728 North River Road, New Boston, and Mama McDonough's Irish Pub, 5 Depot Street in Hillsborough. Come find your Irish side. And I have a bit of an Irish side. Maybe you'll see it sometime, Rocco. I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
You get a heavier French side, don't you, Michael?
You are correct about that, yes.
Oui.
Oui, monsieur. Yeah. And Rocco's not too Irish or French.
I'm actually half French, mostly Irish on the other half, and a little bit of Abenaki Indian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is Rocco your full, real birth name?
Yes. I was actually named after Rocky Marciano.
Oh.
My dad and all my uncles were boxers back in the day. And
yeah.
Maybe they thought I was going to go on down that path, but after a few bouts and getting my head knocked around, I decided to become a weightlifter.
Yeah, but you're probably in better shape than all those guys now.
Well, they're all gone, so
yes, I am. I'm sorry, Carol. You're supposed to introduce.
It's all good.
I just kind of jumped
in
there.
I'm in much better shape than all of them.
Yeah,
I'm breathing.
No, you're in good shape. You're even if they were still with us, I think.
Well, thanks, Mike.
Sure.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. Healthy Monday. Rocco's in the house.
Yes, I am.
So what is on tap for this week?
Oh, I get a sweet, sweet show coming up today for all of you guys. Actually,
ooh,
it's sweet.
I'm excited.
But not really good.
Are you going to sing Sugar Sugar by the Archies?
Da 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 da. You are my candy girl.
Oh, boy. I'm feeling really special right now, Carol.
I got you watching me.
You remember that song?
I'm not looking.
No.
You want to look a little bit here?
There was
be a voyeur.
So that was that some kind of a lead in though of this sweet show today?
Yeah, I like to talk a little bit about artificial sweeteners today.
I see that you had a few packets
in your
hand. I
wonder what that was about.
Me too. I'm like, did he forget to pour his coffee or something?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. No. These sweeteners are something I wanted to talk about today. So what you didn't have out there in the lobby that I was hoping to get was the Sweet and Low, the pink packet, which is really saccharin. But I've got some Equal, which is aspartame, or some people call it NutraSweet. We have Splenda here, which is the chemical name from the company called Sucralose. And, of course, I have a packet of real sugar.
Okay.
But I like to talk about people who use these and what some of the research is showing us on these different little lovely sweet things.
That's a really good topic because I think a large portion of the population uses them.
They do.
I do not, and maybe I should be. Well, we'll find out with Rocco's words.
I bet what you're going to end up saying is that we should really be using the sugar instead of the other ones.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about how it affects your brain and why it may not be as good as people may have once thought, or the reasoning behind creating them in the first place may be counterproductive to the usage of all of these artificial sweeteners in the foods that we have. So first, let's start with talking about regular sugar. And we all know that it's not so good for us in large quantities, and why a lot of these big food companies have tried to come up with no-calorie substitutes for sugar in order to reduce the calories in our calorie consumption, so to speak. So I'll see if I can bring this down into simple terms so people can get it. So basically what happens with anything that's sweet or sugar, when you eat sugar, as soon as it gets into your body, the taste sensation that you get in your mouth actually activates one of the pleasure centers in your brain. And it releases a hormone called dopamine. I don't know if you've heard of this.
Definitely have, yes.
Mm-hmm. So dopamine actually makes it, ooh, I feel good. And when dopamine is activated, what happens is when you do eat the sugar that does contain calories, so we'll say it's a nice big piece of chocolate cake.
Okay? Yes, bring it up.
Yeah, so that chocolate cake goes into your belly. And because it contains calories, and I want to make this specifically known, is that once those calories are in your belly will actually signal another sensor to the brain that says release a hormone called leptin. Have you heard of leptin?
No.
I don't know that one.
Well, leptin is a hormone that tells you you're full.
So that's probably a good one, right?
Yeah. So it basically, even though you had the sugar, the leptin tells your brain that, hey, I'm full, so you can stop eating. Now, let's contrast that with, we'll take a Splenda. Now, the Splenda has a sweet taste again. Now, the Splenda, elevates the dopamine levels in your brain, right?
Yeah.
And then once it gets into your belly, it contains zero calories, right?
So it's not going to...
Okay, so now it doesn't release...
Eat more.
Hey, see, you guys are pretty good students. So you see how that kind of works contrary to what you would think. So now that you're not releasing leptin, now you're going to start getting carbohydrate cravings. And then henceforth, what happens is that you get the cravings, and then after a while, the cravings get to you, and before you know it, you're eating probably twice as much as you were eating before, therefore elevating your risks of diabetes and insulin resistance and all the other metabolic issues that go along with, you know, eating those sugars. So it becomes really almost a double-edged sword, because yes, it does satisfy that dopamine level. You get that, it tastes sweet. The downside of that is it doesn't, you don't feel full.
So is the... what triggers the dopamine release? Is it chemical or is it psychological?
It's a sweet taste that you feel from your taste buds and says, yummy. Anything that's sweet tastes sweet to you. Just the different areas of your tongue that have.
So it's not psychological.
Taste.
It's truly a chemical.
Yes. So it releases the dopamine, saying yes, I'm satisfied, because people today are more addicted to sweets than we ever were. And you know, one of the biggest problems with our healthcare system right now is we are actually dealing with metabolic syndrome, which is our body's inability to correctly use insulin, because we have way too much sugar, which means that we produce way too much insulin, which means that after a while, this, like anything else, the cells in our body become immune to that insulin. And now we need more and more insulin to get rid of the sugar out of our bloodstream. But we can only use it for so much energy. And then once we've used the energy that we have that we need, the rest of that sugar or whatever energy is left in the blood, which we call, you know, the blood glucose or the blood sugar levels, actually gets shuttled off to the liver, where the liver takes that six-ring carbon molecule, which sugar is, pulls it apart through enzymes, which are just these little chemicals that cut all the carbons off, and restructures it as a fat. And now you become a fat-storing machine. One of the things that we do at Integrity is, when we talk about making sure that people have what we call alpha-lipoic acid, which is not only a great antioxidant, but it's an insulin mimicker. So it helps your body to utilize the sugar that's in your blood as energy instead of be stored as fat. Chromium, which we also recommend, which is a trace mineral that is part of the insulin molecule. So people who are struggling to make insulin, it helps them to make it a little bit better. And we also talk about milk thistle, which is a liver detoxifier. That's where the liver can become very toxic from all the foods that we eat that contain sugars and other toxins, and help keeping the liver healthy so that we can metabolize sugar a lot faster.
What's the best way to keep the liver healthy besides not eating these things? But if we do, is there any way to, at least as a quick fix, correct what we may have done to Mr. Liver?
Yeah, the liver detoxifiers that are in milk thistle are one of the...
Milk thistle?
Yes.
The plant?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, huge, most popular.
So that's in supplement form that you would take in it, and
yes,
it helps too.
Yes, and it helps detoxify the liver, helps with, you know, with the scarring you would get from cirrhosis. You know, people who are heavy alcohol drinkers would benefit greatly from supplementing that. I'm not telling them they should do this, but they should really cut down on their alcohol consumption. But if they are, you know, consuming a lot of alcohol, milk thistle would help to negate some of the deleterious effects of the alcohol on the liver and stop the scarring.
Extra water consumption, is that helpful at all?
Always, you know. Yeah. You know, water is what's called the universal solvent, and it's what's made of 60% of your body. So therefore, anytime that you can drink extra water, it helps to keep your body toxin free and keeps it cleansed.
Yeah, I was amazed. I know I don't drink enough water, and when I think of it, I say, oh yeah, I'll go have a glass of water. For the heck of it, last week I got on the treadmill for, I don't know, 40 minutes. Jumped off and weighed myself before and after. We have a really accurate scale. I lost a pound, and I'm going to guess it was all, you know, fluid.
Yes,
and for a guy my size, is that...
You can't lose a pound of fat on a treadmill.
No, I know that, but I realize that's probably what it was.
Yes, and people, you know, actually one of my friends who's out there listening, his name's Dean Banyan. His wife was on this station last week. She's an arm wrestler, but I think she was on Ken Kale.
Okay, yeah, I don't
Her name is Debbie Banyan, but they're having I'll put a little plug for him this Saturday at Buffalo Wild Wings in Concord. They're doing their arm wrestling competition, but she She specialized in the female competition.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty fun. She's done it at Millie's as well.
Oh, has she?
That's cool.
Yeah, on some Monday or Tuesday nights of a couple of months ago, I've been to both of them. But, yeah, so they're doing that this weekend. So anybody who wants to see women beating on each other, at least.
So women arm wrestling. Yeah.
It's
wow.
It's pretty cool to watch.
I bet it is. So that's going on Saturday at Buffalo Wild Wings?
That's right.
At what time?
It's a good question. You better
in Concord too.
I don't know.
I'll
call Dean after this, and we'll call back in with the
there
time. How's it sound?
Cool.
Well,
how's that for you,
and
Dean?
I can,
you owe me lunch.
Text it to me, and I can post it on the Food for Thought Facebook page.
No problem. Sounds like fun.
So, anyways, what were we getting back to? What was I answering?
Well,
for
I
you?
Was asking you how we can detoxify the liver. Either in the short run, of course, in the long run, is to eat healthy. But if we know that we were overserved or overconsumed, there are a few things like the thistle milk, is that what it's called?
Milk thistle, yes.
Milk thistle, right.
Yeah, it's actually just a plant.
Oh, I know what it is. It's a very spiny plant. It's got a pink flower and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
But I wonder how you got milk out of that, because I didn't see any nipples on the leaves.
Carol, okay. this is your co-host.
I know.
I can't go there. You know, I run a company called Integrity, Michael.
Oh, you do? Yes. That's why I keep getting rejected when I apply.
We need to go on break, boys.
Boy, do we.
We need to go on break. You're listening to Food for Thought, and it's Healthy Monday. Rocco Boulay is in the house, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check them out on the web at integrityfit.com. He has two locations, one in Bedford, one in Londonderry, and a third location opening very soon up in North Conway, which is going to be for men and women. So that's pretty exciting
for
you.
That is correct.
Yeah. So stay tuned, and we're going to be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. This is Food for Thought on the Pulse. Carol Lawrence and Mike Morin, and you're brought to us, or we're brought to you by, well, either way it works, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions of Bedford and Londonderry, and soon in North Conway, and Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company.
I think you're having too much Equal or Splenda or something.
Yeah, you know, luckily I never use those. I just do the good old-fashioned sugar. And then I don't know if we have time to even get into trivia and some of the other variations of chemically altered sugar.
You mean stevia?
Well, there's also Trevia.
Really?
I believe.
Oh, yeah, Trevia.
Right.
T-R-U-V-I-A.
And stevia, yeah.
Yep.
Right. So I don't know what you are prepared to talk about those or.
I will touch on those in a second.
Okay.
Dean texted me, though, about the competition this weekend.
Oh, good.
And he said this competition starts at 1 p.m. on Saturday, Buffalo Wild Wings in Concord, or people can go on their Facebook page at Female Arm Wrestlers United.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Awesome.
Fun.
So there you go. Lunch and dinner. Thanks, Dean. Okay. So anyways, getting back to the
sweet
stuff.
So Dean is listening.
Yes,
hi, Dean.
Is. That's Carol, just in case you didn't recognize. Mike has kind of a, you know, somewhat of a light and tasty voice as well. So
okay.
It's not more velvet like mine. Anyways, let's get back to the sweet stuff, okay? So let's not go by the company name, but we'll go by the colors. So
okay.
We have the pinks, the yellows, and the blues. Now, one thing I didn't mention that we talked about along the break was that these artificial sweeteners also are responsible for killing off your healthy flora or your gut bacteria. And when that happens is that it actually goes down into your digestive system and it starts to kill off the very bacteria that's promoting your
it's
immune
like
system.
Like an antibiotic?
Just exactly like an antibiotic.
Yeah.
So it's killing your immune system at the same time. So will lead to, you know, further illnesses and whatnot. But in order of how bad they are, the pink one comes in first for killing the healthy bacteria, yellow one second, and the blue one actually last. And just as a final thought, just to let you people out there know, is that the blue one, which is aspartame, chemical name, the body actually converts that into methanol, which is a type of alcohol, which after some other chemical conversions actually is converted into formaldehyde in the brain, which helps destroy some of what you call what, Michael? What are they called?
Synapses.
That's right. So the synapses in the brain, basically these little places where communication from one neuron to the next provide information to you about the outside reality of your life and your world. So if you want to remember things to your ripe old age of 90, then our advice is to stay away from some of these artificial sweeteners and just be I guess, responsible with the sugars that you do put in your diet and try to have some balance. And I think that's a good thing. I hear we have Michelle on the phone.
We do. We have Michelle on.
Let's get her on. Let's chat with Michelle a little bit. We'll switch gears.
Works with you at Integrity, right?
Yes, she is.
Carol?
She's Carol's training partner. Mm-hmm. And those two kind of motivate each other and have done quite well. They don't look like the same people that I met a few months back, that's for sure. Much that you were always lovely people, but you actually physically look much healthier.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I feel good.
That's what Daryl told me.
Bada boom.
Sorry, Mike, I had to add on to your perverse way of thinking. So, where is Michelle? Are you out there, Michelle?
I'm there. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I had an awesome day today.
Well, tell us a little bit about how awesome you are.
Well, you know, I've been struggling. I haven't been struggling with going to the gym and walking and doing my exercises. I've been struggling with the fact that I've been losing muscle instead of gaining muscle. And so I forget the girls. There's Terry, and who's the other girl?
Terry and Donna.
Donna, yes. Well, they've been helping me increasing my protein, which is what I've been doing. And so 4 weeks ago, I still had not done what I wanted to do. So we made an appointment for today, which was 4 weeks later. So I'm going to give you my results in 4 weeks, what happened. Okay?
Okay, so let's hear it.
Here it is.
Let's hear
in
it.
4 weeks, I've lost 2 pounds.
Okay.
I've lost 1.2% of body fat. I've lost 2.6 pounds of fat weight. And I've gained 1.1 pound of muscle. Isn't that awesome?
That's fantastic.
Michelle, it is so cool.
I was so excited. We were both so. I think she was just as excited for me as I was for myself. But totally, in the 16 weeks, I've lost 9 pounds. So I am so thrilled with just that result alone, never mind the other.
But this is, you know, this show is called Food for Thought, and we have to think about what we eat. And I think, well, I probably know pretty much that what you struggled with wasn't really an exercise-related
situation. No, don't get me wrong. You're absolutely right. I wasn't struggling with the exercise at all. I was struggling with the food part and not necessarily changing some of the things I was eating, but more eating more of what I thought I should eat more of. Do you know what I'm saying? Like So I added more protein shakes. I drink 2 protein shakes now a day. I'm really trying to get stable. Sugar's not a problem for me, but carbs is. So I'm starting to, you know, get rid of the bad carbs and introduce better carbs if I'm going to have carbs. So that's what I've changed.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. So you learned something. And that's important for everybody. And the reason why I probably pound on you guys a lot about nutrition. I don't talk about exercise as much as I talk about food because I know that's where the problem is. I try to hit the target on the bullseye all the time because when you take a look at the 30,000 health and fitness centers across this country and they have an 86% failure rate, the reason why is because we're not addressing the problem. You know, every day I'm out there trying to educate other club members on the importance of coaching people with food. And the more changes that we can make in that area of, you know, educating and having people understand, especially moms and grandmoms and whatever the case may be that are really the nurturers in our society, then and only then will we make an impact on the health of our country, which we need to get back. We need to be that number one strong nation again.
Right. I agree.
So we're depending on you, Michelle. What else
Thanks.
Have to say to the American population right now?
It's definitely starting to become more of a habit now to eat healthier. I want to eat healthier. I'm finding myself making better choices most of the time. Not going to say I'm perfect. No way. I do tend to, like, you know, cheat a little bit here and there, but nowhere near like I used to. Right, Care? Nowhere near
you
like
you are
me.
Exactly correct. You are. You, I mean, this last 4 weeks, you really, you evolved even more in the exercising part. I mean, she is like, I mean, she was like my role model this last 4 weeks. And you've been kicking butt. That's for sure.
I have. And I've been wanting to do it. I feel awesome. So I just want to keep going.
It's great that you have a partner, because sometimes when one is, you know, flailing a little bit, the other one can be there. Like you were last week, in which cost Carol, you know, a good lunch.
It did, but that's
It was delicious, yes. But, you know, we have that ongoing bet, so we're going to hold her to the fire there.
It's okay.
Don't worry, I'll make sure she does.
I'm just kidding. I'm just glad that you guys are doing well and that, you know, you become role models for other people around you. And I really think that's important, because we need to have that structure back in our lives. We need the education. We need to know that there's a support system in place that we can thrive and survive more than just basically surviving, but live.
Thrive and survive. That's
right.
I feel a little plug in there someplace.
I would like to add one more thing.
Yes,
I have to get thrive in there too, because it helps. But I just want to add one more thing, is that I'm so comfortable going to your gym, where I've never, ever felt more comfortable at any other gym before. I enjoy the workout plan that I have. I have a new one coming up for the next 8 weeks.
She's going to do
I've enjoyed everything. Yep. And I love the people that go, and I love the girls that help you whenever you need it. I'm totally enjoying going to Integrity. So thank you so much.
She is so right, and I ditto on that, because that's a big thing. You know, I've joined gyms, you know Rocco. Yeah. I mean, I'll go see Rocco, and then I stop, and then I'll go see Rocco again. But in between, I'm going to this one and that one, and it's true. Your place is so comfortable. It really is. So listeners out there, if you are thinking about doing it, at least just even go and have a consultation and sit and talk.
Right.
Come and see the club, Integrity Fit. You can check them out at integrityfit.com. And two locations, a third one coming in North Conway, Bedford, Londonderry right now. Thank you, Rocco.
We love seeing the success of people. It's part of, you know, how we get paid. You know, sometimes, you know, money is great, but, you know, hearing about the success is great. And so let's always remember, between our thoughts and our actions lies our ability to choose. Why not choose to think healthy? Congratulations, Michelle. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, you guys. Talk to you later.
Bye, Michelle. Thank you. Up next,
Randy
we have
Clemens.
A sriracha guy in.